the Saturday night before Palm Sunday, the way our days are, Jesus was at a dinner in Bethany. It's one of the most beautiful pictures in the Bible to me. It's in John 12. Because of where it was at and who was there. It was at Simon the leper's house. It was at, if you feel better, you can see it. I won't be offended. This isn't a sermon. I'm just releasing a word to you. If you want to stand up, that's cool. I'm one of these guys that I stand up all the time. And it was so awesome because of who was there. It was at Simon the leper's house. And Lazarus, the man that he had resurrected from the dead, was there. And the awesome thing about... I'll probably just teach it on Wednesday night, but I was going to preach a message this morning on love looks like something. Love looks like something. Heidi Breaker preached this in 2014, 2015, and she said, love has got to look like something. And we're in this beautiful picture of Jesus in this house with all of these sinners that he had redeemed. That they were ashes, and he redeemed them into where they were beautiful. Lazarus had been dead so long, 4 days, that everybody, even the family members, like, Lord, it's too late. He stinks by now. So glad you guys are here with us this morning. Man, I love y'all so much. Because the world will look at you and say, you've been dead too long. Your life's been dead too long. Your marriage has been dead too long. Your relationship with your kids, your family's been dead too long. And then Jesus shows up on the scene. And he redeems everything. That's what love looks like. He redeems everything. He doesn't remove the ashes, he redeems the ashes, because you've got your uniqueness. And there's one woman that's in this room, and her name's Mary of Bethany, and she's got a history with Jesus as far as relationship with the family. She's Lazarus' sister. And she begins to worship him. But she does more than worship him. It's an act of worship. But she comes in and she takes this alabaster box of spikenard and oils and spices, and she begins to anoint him from the top of his head to his very feet. One gospel said she anointed his head. Another gospel said that she anointed his feet and wiped his feet with the oils and with her hair. And I'm sure mingled with her tears. And most people didn't get it. Most people don't get the worship we just entered into. They're like, I don't understand. What's the fuss? It's all excessive and all of this stuff and everything. Just sing a song. But she did something that no one else did in that room that day. Jesus said, she anointed me for my burial. After Jesus was dead, there were another group of women that went to the tomb. And they were going to embalm his body. They were going to anoint his body. But Mary didn't go with them because she had already done that. Most of our life, our thanksgiving, our worship is reactionary because of something God has done. But Mary's was based on revelation. She worshiped because she knew what he was going to do. And here's what I want to release into you guys, especially you guys tonight, but everybody in this house, here's what I want to release into you. God has this amazing, redeemed picture of what your life's going to look like. And it hadn't manifested yet. But it doesn't mean that it hadn't happened. Because in heaven it already has. And you have this unique opportunity right now to worship Him in a revelatory state before it happens. It's okay to thank Him afterwards. It's okay to worship Him afterwards. But I want to tell you what rocks heaven and what releases a sound and stirs of us is when you do it before it's realized. You do it before you see it. Because something in your mind's eye, something in your heart really can see it. And you come in places like this and you hear Holy Spirit, not Sid Garner, not James Siegel, but you hear Holy Spirit speaking greatness over your life, beauty over your life, love over your life. And you, man, I don't see it. If you knew my past, you wouldn't say that. The awesome thing is He knows every detail of your past. And He still sings it over you. He still sings it over you. Today, I want my life to be a life of worship before Him that is not reactionary, but it's by faith. That, Lord, I know that not You're going to do it. I know that it's already done. So embrace what you hear Holy Spirit speaking to you. Reject what the enemy says. And embrace what Holy Spirit says. Because He declares beauty. And we think one day God's going to knock all of these ashes out. He's going to blow them away like the wind. And He's going to make me a different man. And I'll be like, you fill in the blank, whoever. And God says, no. I want to redeem your ashes. And I want Ambry to be exactly like Ambry Carter is supposed to be. Because she's got a song that heaven wants to hear. Her life is a song that the world wants to hear. And that's the beauty of Him. Love looks like something. It looks like Jesus. Walking into Jerusalem 2,000 years ago today. And saying the King has arrived. The King of Salem. The King of Peace, the King of Hope. And I come riding in on a little colt, a donkey's colt. That was a symbol of His peace. He said, I don't come to bring turmoil into your life. I come to bring hope in your life. I come to bring peace into your life. Not judgment in your life, but peace and hope into your life. That's what He's riding in on today, man. That's what love looks like today. That's what it looks like today. That's what it looks like today. So man, receive it. Celebrate it. Worship Him in it. I'm going to ask the worship team to continue to play. If you want to come down and take communion, it'd be an awesome, awesome day to take communion. I took it in the side room of the worship team. I'm going to take it again. It's just so, so significant in the fact that my life are ashes that have been redeemed. And my story is significant to Him. My story is significant to the world. You know what I want to tell everybody in here? You've got something to say. You have, Amanda, you have got something to say. You've got something to say not just to your child, not just to your husband. You've got something to say to the world. To every student you come in contact with, everybody in your peer group, everybody in your realm of influence, you've got something to say. And it's your song. It's your song. It's the song of redeemed ashes that are made beautiful. That's it. It's the power of your song, Chris Meacham. And nobody can sing it but you. And He doesn't want to hear anybody sing it but you. And the world doesn't need to hear anybody sing it but you. I don't want to tell you stories of what Jesus is doing in everybody else's life. I want to declare what He's doing in my life. And I want you to declare what He's doing in your life. And the song that you declared to me Tuesday night, brother, that was beautiful because it was your song. That's your song. That's beautiful. That's redeemed ashes. So man, let's just stand to our feet. The altar's open.